Who were the role models in your life? Kobe D is a 23-year-old rapper, and over the last couple of months, he's been exploring the idea of role models through a podcast, No Role Models. That's No spelled K-N-O-W. The discussions are raw and far-ranging, covering everything from fatherhood to criminal justice to sport and art. I met up with Kobe in a rooftop garden next to a skate park to find out more about No Role Models.
I'm Kobe Day. I'm a Gomori man. My people are from Moree, Tauhara, but I grew up on Bidjigal Land in Maroubra.
So with No Role Models, it is quite an interesting idea in which you're interviewing people that have been role models for your life. Mm. Where did the concept come from? Where did this idea for the show come from?
So definitely from my song Role Models, like the concept come from that as well. And one of my friends, Daniel Daylight, he actually come up with the name. And with the sort of spin on words, how it's K-N-O-W. He works here at Weave Youth and Community Services. He is...
Daniel, what do you do again?
Can you, like... What's your title?
I don't want to get your, like, titles wrong.
Yeah, so Daniel Daylight, he's the community and culture lead here at Weave Youth and Community Services. So Daniel I met a few years ago, and it was just because I've always been involved with Weave, and when he come on, we introduced each other and he told me what he does and stuff like that, and we've just had a good connection since then, you know, like he's throughout my career and stuff, he's always, you know, helped out, and he's just got so much knowledge that, like, you know, whenever I have questions about things, like, I can go to him and have those conversations, and yeah, he's just a very knowledgeable person. I like to say that he just knows everything, so you just, like, I always know that I'm going to get a good answer from whatever I ask him. But yeah, he puts it all together, and I don't think he's really ever done it before, and so it really was a team thing. Over a few episodes, you've been diving into what it is to be a role model, and it's been really interesting to hear people kind of pick through that idea. Has your idea of a role model started to change since you've been talking to people about it? Yeah, definitely. The people that I know are role models now are people that, being young, you just don't see. I guess that's something that happens when you grow up. And definitely now, like, I see so many young role models in our community that are doing great things that they don't even know that they're role models. They don't know the impact that they're having on their friends. They don't know how the impact that they're having on their siblings. And growing up without my father in the house, and you know, I had uncles and stuff like that, but I guess, like, a consistent male role model in the house, and I just never really had that. And where I did find out was workers in youth programs, and they became, like, those roles, I guess, because we do the programs, like, once a week, twice a week, going to camps and stuff like that. But even still, a lot of those workers don't stay. You know, they'll be with you for a few years, and then they might move on to another job or something like that. So I guess it's, like, didn't really see that consistent male role model in my life. But yeah, definitely looking back on it now, I was lucky to have the people at certain times that I did. Even, like, my boxing trainer played a big, massive part in my life. Like, certain people that were playing a good role in my life, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm coming at this from a different perspective because I'm a woman, and so, like, but I look around at sort of a lot of the people in my community, and it's often women that I can, like, look up to, rely on, and I wonder what that does to the fellas in our community to have to look that bit harder.
Yeah, well, I guess because like I grew up single mother, but like surrounded by aunties and sisters, and so I definitely grew up with a lot of strong women in my life, and that's definitely I guess where I do draw a lot of my strength from, and I just took them on as, you know, like who I learnt from, and you know, my mum is definitely like one of the strongest women I know. She's been through so much, even just raising us on her own, like it's definitely not easy, and you know, she's a definitely a big inspiration for me. But yeah, it's a lot of times I do wonder how it would have been if I did have that male role model. Like I've got my daughter, like I'm a single father with a daughter, and I take into consideration her being a black woman, you know, there's certain things that I can't teach her, you know, her mother's Greek, so it's like those sort of things I take into consideration that I didn't have growing up. It's hard, but I definitely still had people there. Yeah.
What do you think your knowledge as a musician has brought to the way that you podcast?
I'm not too sure. I guess I think being in a position where people are interested in your story, I think I've it makes me less anxious to do the podcasting, or it makes me a bit more confident with doing it, because I know through my music that people want to hear our stories, people want to hear those things. So I guess going into it, into podcasts and interviews and stuff like that, I guess it's kind of like what I do in my songs. I'm just telling my story, and this time like I get to share someone else's story as well, and like we get to have a conversation. So I guess, yeah, the storytelling from my tracks is kind of the same way that I bring into the podcast.
Tell me about how you go about picking your guests, because there's been some very high profile people from Adam Goods, who starts off the season, through to, I guess, like much more local knowledge kind of role models, people like Daniel.
Yeah. Well, definitely Adam Goods was like a massive one to have on the show. And, you know, he reached out to me before Yarvin last year and said he was a fan of my music and stuff like that. And then I came across him like at Yarvin, and we spoke. And once we started the podcast, I knew he was someone that I wanted to get on the podcast, because I just know his story is so inspiring. And, you know, the other people I had on the podcast were people that I know are role models in my community, and are people that I've been massively inspired by growing up. And yeah, I guess it was using my platform to give other people a platform to just have those conversations that people can hear.
And for the first time in my life, having, you know, Michael O'Loughlin, Robbie R, Matt Troy Cook, you know, these three other brothers on the football team, you know, there to mentor me.
Yeah, I think like I had a lot of support in the community that, at that point in time, I probably felt like I didn't. I mean, I know I felt like I didn't have support. I felt like it was just me and, you know, I was doing my own thing. But now looking back, I can recognise the different people who kind of played key roles.
And that's where, like, all the little training stuff started. So I really looked up to my two cousins, because they were big fellas, and, yeah, they were always up in the gym, up in the house gym training. And sort of that's where I loved to do that, you know. So
yeah. It's expected that you're supposed to go to jail. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it'd be more surprising to your family that you were doing well in school than if you were going to jail.
Mm. I'm
not saying this about all black fellas, but like there's certain mob that happens to.
Who makes you more nervous? Like someone that you know particularly well in your private life, or someone that like you have looked up to who's more, I guess, like a public figure that your audience is going to know about?
Yeah, definitely someone like a public figure, because with some of them, I didn't even have questions. We just had conversations, and I feel like, yeah, those ones were definitely, I felt a lot more comfortable, because I'm quite a like anxious person when it comes to conversations with people I don't know. Yeah, I definitely felt very comfortable with the people that I did know, but definitely open to interviewing more people that I don't know, because that's just a way for me to grow and develop, you know, confidence and stuff within doing interviews and the podcast stuff. So definitely keen to step out of my comfort zone a lot more with it.
What kind of experience with podcasts did you have before starting?
Yeah, none. Not much, because it was very new to me. You know, I definitely could not do all of this myself. So definitely having a good team behind me, that definitely helps. Because, it's a lot at the moment, you know, especially like I'm a father, so a lot of my time is with my daughter and stuff like that. So it's finding the time to do this sort of stuff and still make music and be a father, all that's like, it's very hard to juggle all those things. So it's definitely very important to me that I have the team that I do have around me, and they definitely help things run smoothly for me.
I think one thing that I have started to notice is that, like, you are someone who's very willing to be vulnerable, and like it comes through in the ways that you talk on your show and the kinds of interviews that you do, but it also is coming through in like in your music. How do you approach opening yourself up in those ways?
I don't know. I think it's just something that I've always known that my story can help the next person that's going through the same thing. And that's just from my experience of listening to artists like Kendrick, J. Cole, Tupac, and hearing like things that they were going through, and I might have been going through something like that at the time, and it helps me get through it. And knowing that I could do that with my music was just massive. It's empowering as well, knowing that whatever I'm going through, there's a million other people that are going through that as well. In my zone, I wrote that as I got out of rehab, and that was really like kind of my victory song, I guess. I wrote that 2 months after coming out of rehab, and when I listen to that myself, it takes me back to how good I was feeling at that moment and stuff. And then I got my mate Peter James on the second verse, and he's like one of my favorite artists, and we're good friends as well, so it's so good to have him on that track too. So I always try to keep my music as real as it can be, because I just know that it can help the next person that's listening to it. Teach you the right and the wrongs and the lessons I learned from me hanging around with some fools. Now I gotta move, so I could be small as it is, honing my girl and my kids, mother, my brothers, my sisters, my aunties and uncles, and those that are down with the beers. I'm rolling with no gang, I cool by myself, minding my money, I'm focused on wealth. Money don't make me and money won't break me, but I got a family, not money that help. I'm top of the shelf, everything top of the line. I mean, do you get worried about sort of putting too much out there? Yeah, I do sometimes, but at the same time, it's like everyone makes mistakes. Everyone goes through their ups and downs, and you know, people that are going to judge are just people that are insecure about stuff that they've done in their lives, or the stuff, you know, like that they don't want to open up about. And for me, like, I'm an open book. Like, what I've gone through is what I went through, and what happened in the past happened in the past, and yeah. Back in, I'm better. Balance that pain with that pleasure. Never gonna crack under pressure. Hustle and motivate until we play, but we stay in our game. Never change for the cheddar. Been a long time coming. Murder these beats, I done it. Kicking that knowledge, I've done it. Shit that I seen got me doing OT, so my kids don't struggle, my brothers or mothers. Hip hop is everything. Resonated with me as a young and just vibing on beats. I always looked up to artists like Nipsey. I valued the message and what he believed. I wasn't trapping, I was just rapping. Couple of flips that was so I could hate. Came a long way from that house up in Ashy. What I love about the podcast at the moment is there's like I've had a lot of teachers like message me and let me know that they've used my podcast in class and stuff like that, and in the juvie up at Baxter, one of the workers I know uses my podcast to speak with the boys, and I think to me that was really what I wanted out of this podcast. I want young people to hear these conversations. I want young people to learn something from these conversations, because they're things that I wanted to hear when I was younger. They're conversations, especially like going back to the male role model and the father stuff. You know, the episode where I'm talking to Sam Johnson is very much around fatherhood, and that podcast is something, that episode is something that I definitely would have wanted to hear before I became a father. And yeah, just having the opportunity to have those conversations, it's kind of like having those conversations for my younger self and what I would have wanted to hear. So to hear that they're reaching classrooms and juvies, and it's like, it's crazy to me. But yeah, it's heartwarming. It's good.
Do you think you're going to run out of people to interview? Like, because the idea is like people that you admire and people that have been an influence on you. Like, what happens when you, I don't know, run through those like 5, 10, however many there are in your life?
I don't think I would, because like, I'm always like, I'll run into someone and I'll be like, hey, that'll be good to get on my podcast, because like, I'm continuously inspired by people's stories. I just, there's so many people, even just in my community, that I would love to interview, because I know their stories are worth telling. I know their stories are worth being heard. So I definitely think there's a lot of seasons in me to do this. So yeah, I don't think I'll ever run out of people to interview.
Rapper Kobe D speaking to me about his podcast, No Role Models. The show is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music, or you can stream it directly from his website. I'll put a link in our show notes. Kobe has also released his EP Gratitude Over Pity this week, which includes the single that inspired the podcast, Role Models. You're listening to Away, Indigenous Art and Culture on Radio National.